Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jamie Carroll. Batting second. The DH, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ryan Dumit. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Trevor Plouffe. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Oswaldo Arcia. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Aaron Hicks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eduardo Escobar. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Diamond. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting second. The second baseman, Jeff Kepinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Adam Dunn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Dwayne Wise. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gavin Floyd. And now, play ball. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Floyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza strikes out. One out. Jeff Kepinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kepinger hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Diamond fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit strikes out. Two outs. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Plouffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Konerko hits a fly ball into right field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn strikes out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carroll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Arcia strikes out. one out. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carroll out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gillespie for the out. 1 out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 0 for 1 in the game. Willingham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Floyd fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Willingham. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Diaz moves to third. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kepinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Diaz scores. 1 out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rios moves to second. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 1 in the game. Dunn strikes out. There goes Rios. The throw from Dumit and Rios is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dumit is 0 for 1 in the game. Dumit hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops it up and throws to first, with Floyd covering, for the out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Plouffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Arcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Arcia hits a fly ball into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. 2 outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Flowers takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carroll scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Floyd fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0 for 1 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0 for 2 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Escobar moves to second. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Escobar moves to third. Carroll moves to second. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Willingham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to home to get Escobar. Carroll moves to third. Mauer moves to second. 2 outs. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Carroll scores. Mauer moves to third. Willingham moves to second. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 2 in the game. Dumit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Diaza bunts towards the mound. Diamond picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Diamond. Diaza moves to third. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kepinger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kepinger hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Diaza tags and scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rios hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Escobar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lindstrom now pitching. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Plouffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Plouffe takes first base on ball 4. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Flowers for a passed ball. Plouffe moves to second. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Arcia strikes out. 1 out. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hicks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Plouffe scores. It's Twins, 2, White Sox, 2. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a line drive towards short. Ramirez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Hicks. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Hicks steals second. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hicks moves to third. Donald Veal now pitching. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Carroll moves to second. Jesse Crane now pitching. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willingham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Willingham hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Wise. Willingham reaches second base with a double. Hicks scores. Carroll scores. Mauer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Roenick now pitching. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dunn is 0 for 2 in the game. Dunn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Plouffe fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Connor Gillespie batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gillespie is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillespie hits a fly ball into right field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flowers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Dumit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dumit is 0 for 3 in the game. Dumit strikes out. 1 out. Trevor Plouffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Plouffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Plouffe hits a fly ball into right field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Oswaldo Arcia is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Arcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Arcia takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Hicks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hicks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jared Burton now pitching. Dwayne Wise is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wise is 0 for 2 in the game. Wise strikes out. one out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaza is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Diaza strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Kepinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kepinger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kepinger hits a line drive towards third. Plouffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Addison Reed now pitching. Eduardo Escobar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Escobar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jamie Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Carroll strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Perkins now pitching. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rios is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rios strikes out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carroll settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam Dunn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dunn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dunn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.